యగ్రచ్చయాశోపన్న సుష్టో వర్తతే శుకం నా సంతుష్టస్త్రిభిర్లోకైరజితాత్మోపసాదితై. One should be satisfied with whatever he achieved by his previous destiny, for discontent can never bring happiness. A person who is not self-controlled will not be happy even with possessing the three worlds. Purport and translation by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It's a long purport, but I will say something very important for today's class because no much time left. According to the Brahminical culture, one should be content with whatever he obtains without special endeavor and should cultivate spiritual consciousness. Then he will be happy. The purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to spread this understanding. People who do not have scientific spiritual knowledge mistakenly think that the members of the Krishna consciousness movement are escapists, trying to avoid material activities. In fact, however we are engaged in real activities for obtaining the ultimate happiness in life, if one is not trained to satisfy the spiritual senses and continues in material sense gratification, he will never obtain happiness that is eternal and blissful. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.1. Therefore, he recommends Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Shattvam Suddayet Yasmad Brahma Shokyam Tvanantam. One must practice austerity so that his existential position will be purified and will be achieved unlimited blissful life. Please control the children. Somebody in the entrance. Can somebody control the children? Please. One devotee, somebody. So, enough. In our Indian tradition, we train to ring the bell. But the real bell is our tongue. In our ISKCON temple, the bell we kept for tradition, but real bell is our tongue. And what is real sound should come? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This sound pleases Krishna. Yes. So, anyway, people become traditionally habituated. We train our children to use this bell, not that bell, mostly. It's very understanding. So, now, in this sloka, Sukadeva Goswami says, one must be satisfied whatever by destiny comes gives to you. Yes? And try to be happy with that. Otherwise, you cannot be happy in these three worlds if you achieved. If you can see in the Bhagavadam, Lord Vamanadev took how many worlds? Three worlds. What is three worlds? Patala Loka, the lower planet system, this middle planetary system, then demigod planet systems. Yes? The three planetary systems Krishna took from Vamanadev. But what is lesson from this topic? You know all the story of the Maharaj Prahlad. Prahlad is not born in Brahmana family. He is born in demonic family, Daitya family. But because of a devotee of Krishna, yes, what Narasimhadev promised for him? This, whatever, whoever take birth in your dynasty, I will bless them. In this promise, if you see, and Prahlad Maharaj got son Virochana, and Virochana's son is Bali Maharaj. When Bali Maharaj did a big sacrifice to please Lord Vishnu, then he became very powerful. After he became very powerful, generally when you become very powerful, what do you do? You try to attack another country, right? It's nothing new. So Bali also did the same thing. He attacked Indra's planet, Surgaloka, and took over it. Then Devendra became homeless. And then Lord Vishnu came there. He started crying. My dear Lord, you gave me the Surgaloka to rule it. But Bali took it from me. I can't live in a rented house even now. Do me something. Can you give it back to me? So Lord said, okay, don't worry. Then, in this connection, Krishna always keeps his promise for a devotee. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya Padachaniki Namai Bhakta Pranashati. My devotees always will be protected. So, here Krishna thinking, how can I win this Bali? He can't kill him. Why? Because he's not a demon, he's a devotee. At the same time, he comes from Prahlad dynasty. When Lord Narsingha pleased with Prahlad Maharaj, he gave one benediction to Prahlad Maharaj. Whoever comes in your dynasty, I never kill them. So Lord Vamanadev, so Lord was thinking, how can I conquer this Bali? There's only one way. Because Bali Maharaj is very happy with the Brahmanas. He never said charity to any Brahmana. The Lord said, through this Brahmanical charity nature, I can conquer Bali. I make him humble. So the Lord became like a small young Brahmana boy. And he put a sacred thread. He took the small umbrella and a kamandal. And a bhikshandehi, like Brahmana, came to Maharaj Bali's assembly. Maharaj Bali sitting in the highest asana. Vamandev, small Brahmana boy, standing in the feet of Bali. The first thing is Bali, Vamanadev asked is, you know what he said? Although he went as Brahmana to beg Asaka, but what he spoke? I came to get it from you. You know, when you go to borrow somebody something, what you say? Can you give me? This is what you ask. Please. But here Vamanadev is saying, I came to get something. What? You're a Brahmana? You say you came to get something? Yeah, really, I'm a Brahmana. You are a king famous for charity. I came to get charity from you. Okay, this is our first charity today begin. My day be blessed today. So tell me, Brahmana, what do you want? Brahmana said, all I need is 3 feet land on my foot. Bali laughing like anything. Don't you train properly? If you are really a Brahmana, if you want a livelihood happy, what you should do? You should glorify the person. Even if he is an idiot, you can say you are a very powerful king. So in this way, you have to glorify the people, you get something what you need for livelihood. Then Vamana said, no, I am a Brahmana, I should tell what is right or what is wrong. I can't glorify just for benefit. Anyway, I am very happy if you offer me 3 feet of land and my foot. Can you ask me, I can give you beautiful girls to marry? Or I can give big kingdom? Or whatever house, whatever you want, go to your mom and dad, ask what they need. Just to, with a small feet, what you can do that. And that is the sloka coming here, saying, one should be have satisfied with whatever be achieved by his previous destiny. For discontent can never bring happiness. He says, Krishna says to Vali Maharaj, Vamandev, just see, as a Brahmana, I should not acquire whatever more than necessary. This is tradition to Brahmanas. The Brahmanas always depend on Krishna. And whatever comes, they offer to charity. More than necessary, they won't keep it. Nowadays, in Kali Yuga, we are all different. But the real Brahmanical nature is this. And then, Lord Bali Maharaj asked, so okay, now I'm giving to you. So then what happens suddenly, the Bali do not know that who is Vishnu. But already Sukracharya spoke about Vishnu. Sukracharya is a very intelligent guru. You know there are two kind of guru. One is Deva guru, one is Asura guru. Deva means demigods, devotees of the Lord. Their guru is Brihaspati. And the demons also they have the guru. And their guru is Sukracharya. So Sukracharya said to Bali Maharaj, don't give this Vishnu, not ordinary Brahmana boy. He will take everything from you. You know why he said that? If the king is in under my control, I can enjoy whatever I want. If you give everything to Vishnu, what I will enjoy? But Balimara asked him to Guru, you taught me everything belongs to Vishnu, everything belongs to Krishna. How can I say no to him? If everything belongs to Vishnu, what is wrong in giving to him? And not only that, if that Lord Vishnu himself come and ask me, what make me more happy than giving to him? Then Bali determined to give that one. And Krishna so happy by this quality of Bali. So what he did, Lord Vishnu, still before that, Sukracharya tried to something stop it. So what he did, he became the form of small insect. And you know that commendal water, the offering charity. So he went in the hole and broke it. So Vamanadeva know very well, because Sri Krishna, he knows everything. He took one small kusha grass and pushed the hole. Sukracharya lost one eye, he became one eye blinded. He come out. Then Bali Maharaj offered a charity, I given you. After the offerings done, Vamande become hugely grown until Satyaloka. He measured everything in 1 foot. Then all the sky and the space, he measured another second foot. There's no place for third foot. Bali, where is the third foot land? You promise me, you give whatever I want only small 3 feet. But only 2 feet I got it. Where is third feet? Then Bali said, it's okay, my dear Lord, I agree. Just my head, it's only left. So please put your feet on my head. Lord Vamadeva placed his lotus feet on Bali's head and pushed down him to Patala Loka. In the Patala Loka, the Lord awarded Bali to rule for a long time. And not only that, because of charitable mentality of Bali Maharaj, despite the Guru stopped him, he determined to give it to Krishna. Krishna so happy, Krishna gave himself to him. How? He became the gatekeeper in Patala Loka on Bali's chamber. Bali sitting in the chamber in the palace, and the Vamanadeva became the gatekeeper. This is the one way to get love for Krishna. When you give to Krishna, Krishna gives himself to us. The only thing is, we are not trained how to give Krishna. We are not trained. We are always thinking, if I give to God something, I will lose it. That is not in the spiritual life. In the material life, you give something, you lose it, definitely. But for Krishna, whatever you give comes multiple times. So Vamanadev offered this service to Bali Maharaj. There's one beautiful example. When Bali is ruling the Patala Loka, Lord Vamana become the gatekeeper. At that time, Ravana used to visit Bali Maharaj. So Ravana came to visit Bali. That time he saw the Vamanadev standing as a gatekeeper. Ravana is so powerful and Vamana looking very small Brahmana boy. So Ravana said, I want to visit my friend. Vamana said, my king is very busy. Can you imagine how the Lord is using the world? Though he took everything from him, but he offered himself to him. He said, my king, our boss is very busy. You can't see him now. Ravana said, it's my mistake to ask permission from you. Let me go myself. Ravana tried to enter the palace. You know what Vamana did? He didn't push him, I didn't shoot with the arrow. He gave one small kick by the toenail. That's it. By the toe, Vamana kicked one small kick. Ravana all the way come back to Lanka and fell down. Everybody come and visiting. What happened to Ravana to you? Ravana said, I'm just doing exercise, yogasana. Nothing down. I never fall down. I'm just doing only yoga. That is power of Vamana Dev. But how he became for his devotee? He became the servant. If you see in the Bhagavad Gita, you see in the picture, where is the Bhagavad Gita picture? Somewhere here. The Lord is driving a chariot and Arjuna is sitting in front of everybody. You can see. Krishna became his chariot driver, Vartha Sarathi. Why? Out of love. Arjuna had full faith in Krishna. So Krishna took a charioteer driver. And in the Mahabharata, if you see, King Yudhishthira offering a big sacrifice, Rajasuya sacrifice. You know what Krishna did? Krishna took one service to wash the feet of the Brahmanas. Can you imagine that? This is the position of the Lord. Krishna, anybody offers something to anybody and Krishna gives himself to the people. Therefore, if Krishna says to the gopis, Na prayeham, I cannot repay what you are offering to me. This is one lesson. By offering everything to the Lord, we are never lost. And this one lesson already we saw that. And there are other two lessons to learn from these past times. The another lesson is Krishna teaching. If a Brahmana do not satisfy what he has with him, then he cannot be happy even he had 3 worlds. You should be happy. My destiny given this one to me. Let me be happy with that. Otherwise, you cannot be happy even he offered 3 worlds. That is what Krishna proving through these past times. Therefore, we should all learn the lesson. Whatever Krishna given me, I should be satisfied, fully content. But spiritual life, to understand Krishna, to read Bhagavadam, to hear Krishna Katha, we become more greedy. Generally, what people do? Bhakti toda chalega. Mandir mein jayega, saam ka prasad ka, vapas aayega. Tura kuch jada nahi karna. पर सारे आठ घंटे काम करना, हर रोज पैसा बैंक में देना, मेरा बैंक में कितना है, मेरा मकान क्या हुआ, मेरा प्रॉपर्टी क्या हुआ, डस नॉट सेव यू, डस नॉट मीन यू कैन गिव इट एवरीथिंग टू अदर पीपल. नो, वॉट एवर आवर अलॉटेड टाइम टू वर्क, वर्क फॉर द 8 hours, रेस्ट ऑफ द टाइम ट्राई टू बी विथ कृष्णा. नाउ दिस वॉट वन मेक्स रियली हैप्पी. Yes, to become devotee of Krishna, you have to become more greedy. In this world, you should become for one thing for greedy, this Krishna bhakti. Except Krishna bhakti, when you become greedy for something, you never be happy. You try whatever way you want. Yes, so Alexander the Great, what happened? His big kingdom to rule. What he thought? I want to conquer the whole world. He came to India. One mosquito, Indian mosquito, killed him. So become greedy. So he's not happy. Whereas Bali Maharaj offered everything, he's so happy. This is what a devotee's position. There's only one lesson. What is the other lesson in this pastime Krishna teaching? The second lesson is this. The first lesson, by offering everything to Krishna, you gain more. Even you gain Krishna himself and everything will come to you. The second lesson we learn is, a Brahmana or anybody should be satisfied what Krishna given you by destiny. This is my material position. Sometimes in this material world, biggest position. What they do? Oh, this husband is not very good. The wife is not very good. But Vedic culture cultivate our mind on Krishna bhakti. Whatever destiny come, let me accept it. Not to try more and more. That is Vedic civilization. In India, even the poor families, they are so happy. You know, in the British BBC, they got a survey in 5 years ago. Who is the happiest people in the world? They say India, Bangladesh, these countries are third world. But when the survey gave the statistics, showed them, the most happiest people are Bangladeshis. And second, India, not US, not Britain. They are supposed to be poor countries, but they are most happiest people. What is the secret behind that? Vedic culture. Whatever Krishna given me, let me be happy with that. In my childhood days, we are not very rich, not very poor. But every time, most of the time, my father always brings some guests to our house. We cook, my mother cooks, offers very nicely, and they all be happy. We never become disturbed. Always guests come to our home, but Krishna provides everything very nicely. But we never try to endeavor this and that. But that is what Vedic civilization teaches you. Try to be happy what you got it. And the third lesson is, the Lord measured by 3 steps. Whole plan, whole things. What are 3 steps mean? The first step is, when you understand this philosophy, the Bhagavad Gita, next business is to tell other people. How many of you are preaching about Krishna Bhakti to other people? Raise your hands. How many of you are telling you very nice? You Prabhu, Mataji, anybody? So you're so many preachers are here. So preachers, this big lesson here in this past time. Vamanadeva taken 3 steps. He conquered everything. What a devotee should learn, the preacher should learn in this past time. The first step is contact. When you see anybody, you contact, take the details, talk to the people. And then the second step is cultivate. Tell them chant the holy name. Tell them to come to temple. And tell them take prasadam. And tell them how to offer food in the home to the Krishna. In this way, cultivate in the bhakti. The third step is communicate. Once you told them, you don't leave them alone. Then you will forget easily. Then what to do? You have to cultivate them. By regularly attending, make them attend the programs. Come to the sanghas. Taking care of them. In this way, contact, communicate and cultivate. These are 3 steps lessons. In this lesson, Krishna teaching you. When you go to speak to the people about Krishna, they won't come very easily. If you tell the people Ramayana for 7 days, Mahabharata for 7 days, people come plenty. If you tell them Bhagavad Gita class, very few people will come. Now see how many people outside in the prasadam room. Prasadam few, you can see only few, you can count here. That is what Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga people are very less intelligent and lazy to understand about Krishna. Their mind is always disturbed. They cannot sit down even for half an hour. The mind is disturbed. Therefore, in this Kali Yuga, we have to be very, very expert in preaching. There is a beautiful pastime in the life of Sripad Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, Parampara is Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, and this beautiful, famous Yamunacharya was there, Ramanujacharya's guru. And Yamunacharya, before he became guru, he was a powerful king, ruling a big kingdom. But his grandfather was the greatest Vaishnava. He saw, my grandson become now, he is just like a king, ordinary person, engaging in fully sense gratification. I want to make him Krishna Bhakti. So what to do? He called one grand disciple, Rama Mishra. He told the sannyasi, poor Indian sannyasi, you somewhere there, you meet my grandson, you make him devotee. That's what only my desire. I am very old, I may die any time. The guru told this disciple and he passed away. The disciple Rama Mishra took it seriously. He came to see only the king, Yamunacharya. He was so powerful and his big kingdom, lot of gods are in the entrance. Nobody allowed him to come into the palace. He saw, not only he could not come, there are other small, small kings. They are waiting for 1 week or 2 weeks to have the darshan of the king. And what is because of the poor sannyasi, who are in saffron cloth. In India, if people see sometimes saffron cloth, they think you are a beggar. They treat you like him. Sometimes they don't treat you properly. So, as soon as Rama Mishra entered the palace, oh, go, don't get out from here, don't come here. So Rama Mishra thought, this is possible now. So what to do now? He took another idea. He planned another idea. He went to the kitchen. And the kitchen, there's one cook who always cooking the food for the king. Then he met the cook and he brought every day one kind of spinach. That spinach gives you sattvagun. The king, the sannyasi thought, he's very intelligent. This king is more of rajoguna. He's like a king, always doing this, doing that. I want to bring him sattvaguna to listen about the Krishna Katha. If your sattvaguna is more in you, you will sit down and listen to Krishna Katha. If rajoguna is more, what you will do? You run away here and there, everywhere. In tamoguna, what you will do? You will feel sleep. In generally, people are rajoguna and tamoguna. Sattvaguna very, very less. Sattvaguna will give you happiness. Rajoguna will give you greedy and tension and problems. And tamoguna make you lazy and sleepy. Sattvaguna is very good. You develop it. So the sannyasi thought, by giving the spinach to the king, slowly he will develop sattvaguna. Then I can speak something to him. See, in this way, Rama Mishra brought us the spinach. The cook nicely cooked it and offered to the king. The king was so happy. Suddenly one day the sannyasi didn't go. The king asked the cook, what happened to spinach? Every day you bring it. The cook told the king, my dear lord, the sadhu who brings every day, he didn't turn up today. Find out him, tell him whatever he wants, tell him I'll give him, but I want the spinach every day. I will tell him. So after 2 days the sadhu came, the cook told him, you see, for 2 days, king missing with spinach sabji, very nice. Oh my God. The king says, whatever you want, he will give you. Okay, tell the king, I want only one day to see him. That's all I want. That's all? Yes. So, this is very simple. So, one day, the king told, the sadhu want to see you. That's all. Tell him, I want to meet the sadhu. So, the sadhu came, and the palace, the king and sadhu sitting each other. The sadhu, today is my day, blessed. You know how you use intelligence, how to meet the king? So the sadhu and the king was sitting in the palace. The sadhu told, my dear king, I have great treasure for you. Do you remember your grandfather Nadamuni? Yeah, he gave me greatest treasure for you. The treasure I kept in between the two rivers. And one five-hood serpent guarding the treasure. One demon from south coming. And once visiting every 12 years, I had to give the treasure to you. Then I am happy. It's my duty to do. The king so happy. You know why? The king wants planning to fight with other country. The khazana empty. Like in Britain, they say the khazana empty now. No money to spend in the arms. Similarly, the king thought, this treasure will help me to fight the king, other king. So let us go with the big army. No. I can't take with the big army. You and me alone should go there. Okay. So the king and the sadhu walking towards South India. On the bank of the Kaveri, they relaxed. The king told sadhu, "Can tell some story, I want to sleep." Okay, the king, the sadhu speaking Bhagavad Gita, "Krishna Supreme Lord, he made so many incarnations, done wonderful pastimes, and he is a lover for devotees. Whatever you give to Krishna, Krishna return you multiple times." In this speaking Bhagavad Gita so nicely, because Yamunacharya, when he was very young, like you bring your children to temple, like that, when he was very young, he read Bhagavad Gita, he done the yajna, he done everything nicely. Only when he became teenage, he became the king, he forgot everything. When the sadhu came and told the Bhagavad Gita, his past memories coming out. "My God, when I was very young, I used to hear Bhagavad Gita. My mother will take me to temple every Sunday. I hear Krishna Katha every time. I do nice kirtan. I take nice prasadam." Now, all the memories coming to the king very happily. Tears coming from his eyes. "My God, what is happiness in this kingdom? Always fighting and talking to the people, taking so much political affairs. So happy when I come here, sit down and relax, and Krishna's glories are nectar. My heart becomes so peaceful, my mind becomes peaceful. I feel so happy and joy. This wasn't I lost." "Now, my dear sadhu, please, please give me initiation. I don't want my kingdom." "No, no, no. Come, I will give the treasure to you. Then we decide what to do." So the sadhu took slowly, slowly. You know what was the treasure? Can you guess anything? What was the treasure he told? The treasure is, anybody been to South India? The Ranganath temple, you see, the Lord is sleeping like that. The Lord's eyes are very beautiful. So the temple is there. And the Lord, the sadhu took this king, you've been there. So the king went there, and the sadhu prayed to Krishna, "My dear Lord, I am bringing a great king to you. Please be merciful to him. Make him your devotee. Accept him at your lotus feet. Give him darshan so that he can understand you, he can serve you." In this way the sadhu prayed and brought the king all the way. He opened the door. The king saw the beautiful vision of Vishnu lying in a bed with a lotus eye and that pearl lips, beautiful bluish body. The king, so much enamored by bhakti, he fell unconscious. We come every Sunday in the temple. We see Radha Gokulananda every time. We go what with the way we came. Nobody fell unconscious. How many fell unconscious in the temple? Tell me, please. Maybe we, without eating, we fell unconscious sometimes, you know. But the king fell unconscious by seeing Krishna's beauty. So from tomorrow onwards, whenever you come to temple, what do you do? Huh? Fell unconscious. I'm not saying that. That is possible for you. You know, so the king fell unconscious, and then the sadhu took some water and sprinkled in the face and make him happy. They said, "This is what I am looking for. This is what my Lord, this is what my treasure." And the sadhu said, "This is your treasure." And you may wonder, what is behind the treasure? It is guarded by the five-hooded serpent. If you see Lord Vishnu, where he is sleeping? Adisesha. Have you seen that bed? The Vishnu sleeping in the bed of Adisesha. And then one demon coming from South India, south part of Sri Lanka. Who is that? Vibhishna. Still, the tradition you can see, for every 12 years, Vibhishna coming and do aarti to Ranganath. Still happening. You can see the pastime, ask the puja, they will tell you. So this what? The treasure, the king got darshan of the Lord, he gave up the kingdom, so happy, and he engaged Krishna's service completely. The sadhu said, "Now my mission is successful." This is what every devotee should follow, the step in the sadhu's footstep. If you become a devotee, naturally what do you think? My husband should become a devotee, or my wife should become a devotee, my children should become a devotee. So what to do? You have to find the way and means how to do that. I know from this temple, there are some devotees, they are very serious devotees. In the beginning, they are against Krishna. But the wives are very intelligent. They always come to the temple. What they do, you know that? They will serve Krishna and they take Mahaprasad. They go to the home, they mix with the food after the husband. Slowly, Maha Prasadam gone to the stomach. their conscience become purified and they start coming to temple again and again. Now they are very serious volunteers in the manner. You know, I don't know name the people, but you can see them. They are always do kirtan here, bhajan here, aarti here, everything. And this is the power of the way of preaching. So, when you serve Krishna, and Krishna gives you the intelligence how to do that. In this way, you can save yourself, you can save your family, husband and children. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, another place, Narada Muni preaching to the Prachyadas. The Prachyadas are the boys, they went to see Vishnu. And there, they are talking to Narada Muni. Narada Muni saying to them, my dear boys, you are so nice people. You come from a good family. The boys are so happy. And they said, what do you do at home? We worship whatever parents teaching us. Okay. So you follow your parents. Yes. You follow your father and mother. That's very nice. But try to understand, there is one step you go ahead. Krishna is the original father and the Vedas the original mother. Oh, so if you understand Krishna's original father through the mother Vedas, then your life is successful, you never take birth again. These parents can give you everything, but they cannot stop your birth and death. But that father Krishna, original father, can stop you from birth and death. And where you will go? To his abode, Goloka Dham, Goloka Vrindavan, you will go to him. So in this way, we had to find this. Vamanadev made 3 steps. So you have to also make 3 steps, that to talk to the people, take the details and cultivate them, phone them and talk about them, tell them to come to satsanga. I'm running some programs around Wembley and East London. Every Thursday in East Town, we do programs in one house. And every Friday, we do program in Ilford. And every Saturday, we do in Wembley and East London. So the details are available. There is one board, Sangha Gathering. There you can find the details. You can go to the Sangha. Because when you come to temple on Sunday, you can hear some Krishna Katha. But if you go to Sangha regularly, systematically, you can learn Bhagavad Gita, personal questions, so much how to offering food in the temple Krishna. What is the prayers? One devotee came 10 years ago. I was working in Tesco. She approached me. She told him, Prabhu, I am coming to temple for many years. They do some prayers. I don't know what is a prayer, doesn't it really mean? Then I gave him some CD by Kripmaya Prabhu, the temple songs. In that temple song CD, he explains very nicely what is called Mangalarati, what is called Brahma Muhurta, why should chant in Brahma Muhurta. You know, in our temple what we do? 4:30 we do Mangalarati. And 4:45 we do Tulasi Puja. Then 5 to 7, we chant our japa. That is called a Brahma Muhurta time. If you do japa in the Brahma Muhurta time, whatever you desire will automatically fulfill very easily. Try. Not 16 rounds, at least 1 round, 2 round. Rise early in the morning. Take your shower. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, you have to develop Krishna Bhakti. I told you, Sukracharya, Asura Guru, the guru of demons. But still, he is saying in the same Bhagavadam, whatever you satisfy, not satisfied. But material life will not be satisfy you, no matter whatever you achieve. But one thing really satisfy, that is chanting Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we ask question, just simply chanting Hare Krishna, how can my roti come to my plate? How can my bills can be paid? You speak so impractical. We have to work, no doubt about that. But that work must be an offering to Krishna. How to do that? By working, you earn money. Buy vegetables, buy everything first to Krishna. When you buy everything to Krishna, what you do? You buy first class organic vegetables, organic milk. So you buy everything for Krishna, cook very nicely with the happy mood, offer to Krishna. Then offer that food to your children and husband and family. Just see, all the bad qualities will change, transformed. They become pure souls. Why? Because the Shastra says, whoever cooks your food, their consciousness will affect you. If you go to a hotel, what they do? The cook, he drinks, he smokes, he eats everything. That person cooks your food. So when you eat that food, you may think this hotel, nice taste, but what happens? You achieve their qualities. And not only that, in the workplace, people are having the habit sharing each other's food. Whatever remnants you eat from other persons, their consciousness will affect you. Why we take Krishna Prasadam in the temple? Tell me. Because the food offered to Krishna, the mercy coming from Krishna, therefore, when you take Krishna Prasadam, you achieve divine qualities as Krishna. Then only you can able to hear Bhagavad Gita, able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, able to hear Krishna kirtans and bhajans. Why? At the moment our heart is fully covered with all the bad qualities, bad vibrations. So, please cook nice vegetarian food and offer to Krishna and take it. This is all possible for you. Only one thing if you do, everything is possible. What is that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I told you, by chanting the holy name, everything available. How? People go to Lakshmi for wealth. In India, there's a beautiful altar they set up by their own speculation. All the business people especially, they put one Ganpati, one Balaji, one Lakshmi, that's all. You know why? Ganpati to stop the loss. Balaji to give the money. And Lakshmi to give the money. And then do Agarbati for that. Yes? But if you worship Lakshmi and Balaji together, everything will be achieved. But worshipping the two ways of worshipping Krishna. Coming temple, worshipping the deity is one way. But you can worship Krishna all the time by chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Hare, the sound is Srimati Radharani. Hara means Krishna's pleasure potency. And Radharani is source of Lakshmi Devi. And Krishna is source of Narayana. Now you understand, people worship Lakshmi Narayana for the wealth. If you chant Hare Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana in the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, Hare Krishna devotees are always wealthy. They eat good food. They live good life. This is secret. Sometimes people become jealous. Oh, you Hare Krishna people, they eat very nice food. Huh? They drive nice car. They put very happy. In Germany, there is a problem for devotees. The German government is so atheistic. So, the Hare Krishna devotees go, they arrest them. So, the devotees do so many different dresses and still they arrest them. One devotee, what he did, he grew long hair and long beard, then he distributed in the books. The German police came and arrested him. The devotee was thinking, I don't mind arresting me. Tell me how you find me, I'm Hare Krishna. You know what the police told? We can easily find out wherever you are, in which dress you are. Because you are the only happy people in Germany. You say. You can never see Germany is very happy. So this was secret for devotees. When I went to a job at Tesco, first of all, it's my own experience I'm speaking to you. When I went there, the manager saw me. He never asked me to fill up the application. He never asked much questions. He told me come from work tomorrow. After I went to work, they fill up their application themselves. Then I asked him long time after, he told him, you know why we employed you? You are always happy. Because they want the people who are customer service, the people who be happy. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, you always be happy. Sometimes people trained in the air hostesses, the hotel waitresses, waiters, you know, they will train to smile. But what is kind of a smile is that? They smile in front of your face, behind your face, they will bright your teeth. Oh my God. That's the real happiness. The real smile is what? Sometimes when we train in the business, we train the same, we smile everybody, but it's something in the heart. But really, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, really happy. And naturally, everybody become approach you. And you can be happy, you can make others happy. That is what the secret. So, how many of you from today onwards want to be happy? Everybody want happy? So what is secret I told you? Chanting சரி, எப்படி சொல்ற, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம் ராம ராம் ஹரே ஹரே. இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டூடண்ட், ஹவுஸ் ஒய்ஃப், businessman, employer or whoever devotees, everybody can become happy by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Finally, I'll tell you a small story. I end up my class. There was a sadhu, Hare Krishna devotee. He was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, just like this, my best bhakta will. So one of the gentlemen met, he's from business magnate. He came to the boy. You know, how old are you now? I'm 25. This is a time for bhakti? No. You have to become, enjoy your life. When you become very old, you become useless, then go to Bhagavad Gita. Then he said, my dear gentleman, what should I do now then? Tell me. He told him, first of all, you should study. Then what should I do? Go to a job. Then what should I do? Get the money. Then what to do? Then buy the house. Then get married. Then get children. Then what to do? Make your children to be educated. Okay. Then what to do? Get your children married. Okay, I will do that. But I become old. Wait, I'll tell you. See, I will tell you. I'm coming to the point what you're saying. Then get to marry your children. Then what to do? Make them grandchildren. Oh. Then what to do? Then you become very old. Then what should I do? Come to temple. Then take the mala and chant Hare Krishna. The boy asked him, you are so envious of me. I'm already doing the same thing what you are telling me. Why should I go and undergo all the miseries now? You are telling me to undergo so many miseries. Then finally you ask me to come to Hare Krishna Mantra. I'm already doing that. Then who is a crazy? We are thinking, oh, this is not the age for bhakti. The only when you become very old. When you become very old, you can't learn anything. But bhakti should be done when you are very young. So what is the other benefit of when you do bhakti when you are very young? Your mind become happy. You are never spoiled by the nonsense, bad habits. Nowadays, in the schools and the colleges, the bad habits are very prominent. In America, every teacher fear of the children who bring the guns. In our childhood days, we are scared of the teachers. Now, on the other way around, the teachers scared of the students. They come and they say, we don't mind whatever you do, don't kill us. And what they learn from the teachers. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, go to a guru, pay obeisances, serve him and please him and you learn everything. But what happened in modern schools? The teachers are paying obeisance to children. You do whatever you like, you smoke ganja, you do whatever you like, but don't shoot me. I come and go, my duty I am doing. This is what Kali Yuga happening. So therefore, when you become devotee of Krishna, when you hear Krishna Katha, chant the holy name and take Krishna Prasadam, your children will remain your children. They'll become assets of you rather than becoming great burden for you. If your children don't listen to you, it's the greatest burden for you. Therefore, please, for your future benefit, make your children Krishna Bhakti. Only thing is, all you have to do is just tell them chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you do, your children automatically will follow. Srila Prabhupada, when he was very young, he always sleeping. His father come and ring the bell and chant the mantra, he will gap and see that. And that was made Prabhupada become very serious devotee and made all of us devotees. So I stop here. Thank you very much for the kind attention. And I finish my class here. Please forgive me if I offend anybody. This is my duty as a devotee to ask you to chant Hare Krishna Mantra, to come to the program, to attend the satsanga, to make all of you happy. On this auspicious day of Vamanadeva's appearance day, I'll pray to Radha Landaneshwara, Radha Gokulananda, Lord Vamanadeva, to bless you all with the good happiness and health and Krishna Bhakti. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.